Hello, this is Marshall Bryan, pastor of Lyerly United Methodist Church, with your morning devotional on WZQZ. Good morning to all. In our devotional this morning, I want to discuss the sixth beatitude contained in Matthew 5. In verse 8, Jesus says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." What exactly is the heart? How do we define our heart? Now, we understand that Jesus is not referring to the organ that pumps our blood. When Jesus uses the term heart, he is talking about a person's deepest feelings, his or her true personality. When Jesus uses the word heart, he's talking about who you are really, on the inside, your essence. King Solomon said this about the heart in Proverbs 23:7, quote, "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he." So, in simple terms, what we think about is who we are. What do we think about? What fills our minds? Whatever it may be, that, to a large degree, becomes your heart. Now, Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart." How do we define pure? Well, the opposite of pure is polluted, dirty, contaminated. Friends, I think you would agree that we live in a very polluted, dirty, and contaminated world in many, many ways. And I'm not talking here about dirty air or polluted water. I'm talking about impurities that can come into our minds by the various avenues and means of our culture and society. Remember, what we think about becomes who we are. It becomes our heart. Jesus said those who are pure in heart will see God. Will see God. Now, we can look at this in two different ways. First, Jesus could be referring to seeing God face to face in the next life, in heaven, if you will. Secondly, Jesus could have been referring to being able, because you have a pure heart, to be able to truly see the pure God now in this world. But either way, it takes a pure heart to really, thoroughly, and honestly see God for who He is and how great He is. Let us pray. We thank You, Father, for the example of the pure heart of Jesus. We pray that we can become more like Him every day. Amen. Friends, I would like to invite you to join us in worship at 11 o'clock each Sunday morning at Lyerly United Methodist Church, which is located across the street from Lyerly Elementary School. Also, please check out our church Facebook page, where our weekly worship services are recorded and posted each Sunday afternoon. Have a good day, and may God bless.